Hello, cats and kittens. I feel kind of like an oxymoron today because I'm on my way to church this morning, but yesterday I sat in on my first D&D session ever, that being Dungeons and Dragons for the uninitiated. Now, I haven't generated a character yet because I'm still confounded by all the rules, but I hope to at some point because the party I sat in on is in desperate need of a healer, and I am not averse to playing that class. The reason I say I feel kind of oxymoronic is that back in the early 80s, there was a huge satanic panic revolving around D&D, which I frankly think is a load of old bollocks. I mean, after all, it's a game played in the imagination of the dungeon master and the people playing the characters. They do not actually think they are said characters. They're not going to, for example, start believing they're wood elves and casting clerical spells at people. And also a psychologist did some pretty heavy-duty research and came to the conclusion that Dungeons & Dragons does not harm the minds of its players, does not cause them to have mental health issues, etc., etc. So I've been interested in D&D for a long time, and I was kind of chuffed, actually, that I got the opportunity to sit in on a game yesterday. But I think I'm going to need a lot of help. Anyhow, now, even though I was courting the devil yesterday and in jeopardy of losing my immortal soul, I'm off to church. So, I have something to show you folks. The person in question won't know he's being recorded, which I suppose is not very nice of me, but I have a question for all of you. There's this man at my church. He's an elder, and really, he's a very nice gent. But he says the same thing to me every single Sunday that I go in. He always goes, "Clear sailing ahead, Shannon. You can go through now. Go straight ahead." And I'm like, thinking to myself, you think I don't know this after coming to this church for, good gravy, 9 years? So let's see if he does it today. I shouldn't do this, I know. But okay, I'm just wondering, is it fair to be miffed by this? Or am I just, I don't know, being unreasonably grinchy? So I'm going to pause this and resume when I'm at church and let you hear what happens. Yeah, I know I shouldn't do this, but this fellow is never even going to know that Audio Boom exists.
Just clear sailing right through.
Thanks.
There.
Hello. Yep, he did it. Honest to goodness, folks, 9 years of my life. That's what I get every Sunday. Okay, I'm gonna stop this now.